Today's episode is being sponsored by Kingsley 1945 Watches. To check out the Kingsley 1945 collection, go to www.amitdevhonda.com and click on the Kingsley 1945 collection on the upper right-hand corner. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk about what watches Anthony Bourdain wore. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's Amit Dev Honda, and welcome to my podcast. This is a tough podcast for me to do. Since we lost a legend, I'd say the voice of the culinary world, Anthony Bourdain. He was someone I could definitely identify with. He was a rebel. He was a punk rocker. He was unique. He had a voice. His own voice, and he didn't go with the grain. He had his own opinions about life, about people in the culinary world. He wasn't afraid to speak up. And without getting too dark and too into it, I think that's really what killed him. I don't think he committed suicide. I think he was... It was set up to look like a suicide. I think he was killed, but that's just my theory. So anyway, I want to get into the watches that Anthony Bourdain wore on his Parts Unknown show and what he's publicly talked about. You know, Anthony Bourdain's father passed away and, you know, he died with his Rolex on. And Anthony Bourdain wore that watch. It was a Datejust. I believe it had like a white dial or an off-white dial, and you know, he loved that watch. He absolutely loved that watch. He talked about it quite a bit. He also wore a newer Datejust with an oyster bracelet with brushed and polished links, either with a blue or black dial. So that's pretty amazing as well, that he did that. He also wore a Panerai radio mirror. And, you know, he wore all these watches in his Parts Unknown show. But the watches, of course, became, to me, as much a part of the fabric as the, you know, the cities and the countries he was traveling. They made a lot of airtime, a lot of great shots. If you watch Parts Unknown, if you have Netflix, who doesn't today? But if you get a chance and watch... Parts Unknown, you definitely will see that he was wearing a nice watch in all of these. So it was either a Rolex or a Panerai radio mirror. And Datejust happened to be his favorite. Those are the only two watches, really, that I've seen him publicly wear. I also believed he liked the brand Ernest Benz. God knows why. I mean, it's... but people have their passions, and they have their individual tastes. That's what makes the watch industry so interesting and unique and different. You know, watches are a statement of individuality and personality. And I don't know, I just identified a lot with Anthony Bourdain in a lot of ways. He's kind of an outcast. If you look at, and I've always felt like an outcast myself, you know, like growing up in the watch industry, growing up, you know, as the son of a very successful retailer, you know, everybody, and he, it's not like he grew up in the culinary business. I mean, he did, but like as his passion, he didn't grow up in a family business the way I did. But he definitely, in a way, was an outsider. He loved his music. He did struggle with drug addiction and depression. I've never suffered from drug addiction, but I can definitely tell you when I was in college, I definitely suffered from depression. And, you know, I think this was a way, the show was a way of him dealing with his depression and dealing with his passion, and being really, really, really fucking good at what he did. And, it's incredibly sad that we lost him. It doesn't even feel real. It's almost like I feel like he went shopping and he hasn't returned or something and hasn't been on social media or told anyone where he is. It doesn't feel real to me at all, but he'll definitely be missed. You know, he was one of these guys that was very casual, but yet there was an elegance about him. There was a, you know, he was a sophisticated guy without being a dick. You know, he had a good sense of style. He always seemed very genuine. He always seemed very sincere. And a lot of these chefs, without mentioning names, and, you know, I think this was probably his biggest problem, is that, you know, half of them were hacks and none of them were sincere. And he really was incredibly sincere. You know, his show is award-winning, Parts Unknown, and, of course, No Reservations. And I know people who have met him and who have talked to him and who have just said incredible things about him. I also heard he could be a dick too, but, you know, that's anybody. You get anyone on the wrong day, you know, you're dealing with a mouthful of bullshit. But for the most part, if you look at any interviews or you look at people who knew him or talk about him, they all have really good things to say about him, you know. And watches was another expression for him. He was really into his watches. You know, his watches were as much a part of him as his, you know, as his passion for wanting to explore and try different foods and things like that. They really fit him well, and the way he would make his watches just sort of seamlessly part of the, you know, part of the show, but yet it very important. I mean, you know, a lot of the times when you're eating, you're looking at his hands and there are a lot of close-ups, so you're really seeing these watches for what they are. And these were just, you know, I like the fact, the casual aspect of it, the way he wore them, the, like a tool watch, but he also, you know, they worked in any situation. And he wore, like, some of the best brands, you know, like, Rolex and Panerai, to me, at some point, were one and the same, especially the radio mirror. If you look at it, you know, that goes back to the original 30s, 40s, whatever you wanted to classify it as. I'm sorry I don't have exact reference numbers of the watches he wore, but he definitely had a respect for them and had an appreciation for them, and made it a point to wear them on a show in a very casual way, and I respect it. My heart goes out to his girlfriend. My heart goes out to his family and his fans, like me, all over the world, who, you know, was inspired by him and influenced by him and, you know, made his show a part of our lives. And he will be missed. He will definitely be missed. And, you know, there's no one out there like him today. I'm not going to say at all that I'm the Anthony Bourdain of the watch world, because I'm not. But I definitely identify with Anthony Bourdain in more ways than you can imagine. And I'm very sad by what happened. If you have any questions, you can reach out to me at amitdavehonda@gmail.com. That's my email. I work on a $150 consultation fee. And if you purchase a watch through me, I deduct that $150 from the final purchase price of the watch. The consultation fee gets you an hour of my time, some calls, some emails. And it's a win-win situation, because you get it back when you buy a watch from me. So it's a great way to get advice, to get the right watch for you, to get guided, and, you know, to get a good price as well. I mean, that's part of the thing that my consultation fee gets you, is, you know, my years and years of experience have afforded me some of the best partnerships in the world, which helps me get you better pricing. It's a win-win for everyone involved, but especially for the consumer. Because they're getting something that actually is good for them, not something that they don't need. So definitely check out my website, www.amitdevhonda.com. You can read my world-renowned blog. You can listen to a podcast. You can check out Kingsley 1945 watches, which are style, designed, and hand-assembled in Providence, Rhode Island by the Kingsley Watch Company. And I'm a distributor for Kingsley 1945 watches for the West Coast. I can do customizable options that no one else can do. Check out my services page. I mean, it's my website's very comprehensive. If you're a fan of social media, you can check me out on my Twitter and my Instagram. My handles for both are @AmitDaveHonda. And until next time, rock on and fly back.